What is up, team? So today we're going to discuss an element of sales that probably needs to be focused on a little bit more, and it's identifying frameworks. And this, or what I'm going to go through today, is how to understand where the prospect is in their journey, and then how to navigate a potential follow-up into the future. And it's going to be a simple framework. It's going to be a short episode, but it's going to be invaluable. It's something that I think one of the things that I teach closers specifically, but if you're a business owner or you're a fitness professional or online coach or consultant or whatever you're doing, you're taking sales calls, this is something that I think is super important to identify when you're on the call. So very simply, let's just imagine a scenario. You're on a call with a prospect, and you need to make a few decisions in your mind. Now, this is a fundamental tree branch framework, so just bear with me. Okay, I'm on a call with a prospect, and I'm asking myself this honest question. Is it likely or unlikely that this person is ever going to buy our product or not? Okay, so let's just stop there. Let's say I'm a health and fitness coach, or I'm a closer closing for a health and fitness company, and I'm speaking to this prospect. Regardless of what they say, regardless of what I do, regardless of the questions I asked, if I ask myself honestly in my heart, is it likely or unlikely that this person is ever going to buy this product, this program, this service? Okay. So if the answer is no, it's very unlikely, well, okay, then that's one thing. So you're going to try your best on that call to change their mind. But if your mind is pretty made up, well, then best of luck. So let's just say the answer is possibly. Okay. So you need to ask yourself, okay, it's possible. How probable is it? Okay. So let's just say it's possible. Well, first of all, let's go back to the tree branch a second. If the answer is no, never, well, then you either end the call, you give them value, you don't end it on bad terms, you don't be shitty, you're not like, you know, chip on your shoulder mentality. The best thing that you can do is give value to that person, because then you leave the call with good energy, getting ready for the next call. The last thing you should do is leave with a chip on your shoulder or feel like you've been rejected or something's been like, it's just bad energy. You should go, right, listen, I don't think this is a good fit for you, but here's a few things that I want to do for you or give you on this call to end this experience in the best way possible. And then you would identify maybe why you think it's not going to be a good fit. So that's that answer. Now, let's just imagine the answer. It is possible that this person could join our program ever, just ever. Okay. Not even right now, just ever. Is it possible that this person could ever give us money for this service? Okay. Is it probable? Well, you got to ask yourself that. Then you need to go, the next branch is it likely or unlikely that this person is going to give us money today on this call? Or is it more likely that they're going to join in the future? If the answer is there's no way they're going to join today, they're going to join in the future. Well, if they are going to join, it's going to be in the future. Then that's important. Okay. If the answer is, I think they could join today, then you do what you're supposed to do. You go through the script, you break any objection or any hesitation, any issues, and you do what you believe to be true, and you get that person on that program because you're going to change their life. So let's just imagine that you do believe that this prospect is going to join at some point, but unlikely it's going to be today. This is where I want to go with this podcast, this episode. This is really important. So you've identified in your heart that this person is going to join the program at some point into the future. What I want you to do in this moment is break it down and ask which of the next three options is most likely. Is it likely that they will join this week? Right? They may need to go away and speak to a spouse. They may need to sort something out. They may need to fix something. You know, financially, they need to move money around. Now, bear in mind, these are all of the objections and, you know, smoke screens. But let's just say that that's the case, that you think that they could come in on this program this week, this month, or this year. Okay? There are three very different distinctions. Here's what you do if you think it is one of each of these three. If the answer is you think they're going to come through this year, but it won't be this week and it won't be this month, the best thing you can do is give them a huge amount of value, give them some resources, some extra training, and put them onto a podcast. And then say, listen, let's connect at some point in the future. And as a closer or a business owner, you put that prospect into a high quality follow-up pile. Okay, which means that they're high quality lead, you're pretty sure they're going to come through, but it's not going to be for some time. Now let's imagine that they're going to come through this month. Okay, now if someone's going to come through this month, but unlikely this week, then there's generally a reason why. It could be they're finishing a mentorship. It could be that they are navigating something in their personal life. They could be moving house. They could be doing something in the next month or two. So what you would do then generally is you would schedule a second call into the future, maybe, or you would just go, hey, listen, what can I do right now to ensure that the reason you're not joining today can come closer into the future, right? Come closer towards us. In other words, you said it's probably going to be like 8 weeks. Is there anything I can give you that will help you make that like say 2, 3, or 4 weeks? And then if they say yes, you then book them in for 2, 3, 4 weeks time. If not, you put them in a very warm follow-up pile where you're going to reach out to them maybe next week, the following week, the week after, and you're going to have a weekly touch point with this person to try and help them come through on the program. If the answer is they're going to come through, it won't be today, but it's likely and should be this week, that means one of two things generally. Either the person wasn't pre-warm to the call. In other words, you could have given them more information prior to the call so they could have been able to make a decision that with more conviction on the call, or there's some logistical reason why they couldn't join today. It could be moving money around. It could be they have a business partner. It could be that there's legit something that you couldn't fix or couldn't navigate. And then what you do is you book in a follow-up call for, say, 3 or 4 days time. And you ask that person to bring their spouse on the call, to bring their business partner on the call, or to navigate whatever the logistical issue is. And then your goal is that's then an immediate follow-up call and it becomes a two-part close. I hope that's useful. I'm pretty sure if you map that out, now if you guys haven't, you should go into the blueprint, the LinkedIn blueprint, because there is a graph, a diagram that talks you through this exactly. And that's a very good place to be. There's loads of other resources. Obviously, that is a LinkedIn blueprint. It's one of the links in the bio. You will see it. It's a free course, basically how you can scale on LinkedIn. But there's loads of free resources. There's maybe a dozen hours. It's actually probably more. There's probably like a dozen hours of content in there that basically talks you step by step from a zoomed out perspective, how to get on LinkedIn and sell high ticket. And just to clarify, we're not like crazy on LinkedIn. It's just that we're really good at high ticket. We're really good at teaching high ticket, and high ticket is the way into the future, especially during, you know, times of uncertainty, because you need a smaller number of people or convince a smaller number of people to believe in you. And if you're thinking because of the economic climate, people aren't willing to spend X amount of money, that's absolute bullshit. That's just not true. Because during recession, money doesn't disappear. What happens is people who have money just get more money, and people who have less money generally struggle. So when you're selling high ticket, you're untouched by, you know, an economic climate that we're going through right now, or a recession. It really just doesn't impact you in any way. I hope that's useful. I've got some exciting news over the next few weeks that I'm excited to let you guys know about. It's to do with a sales course and sales training, and a lot of you that are listening to some of these are interested in getting better at sales. So it could be something that you guys could be interested in. So if you're not following me on Instagram, please do, @SpearmanChris. Drop me a DM, say hi, and hope you guys have an amazing week. Peace.